I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Iran is one of the world's most dangerous places to follow Christ, yet Iranians are turning to Jesus in droves. Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari says, according to a recent survey,
roughly 1.5% of Iran's entire population has identified itself as Christian. That stands to roughly a little bit over 1 million. We feel there's more than a million people responding. We are, handling over 600 to 700 contacts a day from inside Iran.
New believers desperately need a way to grow in their faith. Traditional methods like going faithfully to church or doing group Bible studies don't work in Iran. These sorts of things could get you killed. Heart for Iran and ICM are working on a different approach to discipleship. Please pray for their efforts to help people grow in Christ using satellite TV and online platforms. And you probably heard plenty of negative headlines this year related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The global economic recovery is fragile at best. A second wave of infections threatens to undermine any return to normal. God is also using the pandemic and its changes for good. Greg Yoder of Keys for Kids Ministries.
We finished the summer probably more healthy than we have in the 5 years since I've been here. You know, in March, we weren't sure we were going to be able to make payroll. God provided with a $100,000 donation. Our friends matched it. Some other funding came in because there was a huge need for our resources. New donors who had never communicated with Keys for Kids before, but they wanted to start leading their family in devotions.
Please pray for a new Keys for Kids project starting in Russia and Ukraine, and look for ways to help at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries, and your continued support of MNN helps us bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Please consider giving today. Look for the Support MNN tab at missionnews.org. I'm Dot Morris.